All right, 609, good talking to you. I'll be on the site as well. WRMX 519.
519-925.
Hey, 925, what's up?
Well, not a whole lot. Just heard you talking. I just thought I'd say good evening to you guys.
Yeah, I was going to give you a call after I got done with that one. Merry Christmas to you and your bride.
Thank you, sir. Same to you and your bride.
Good evening.
Yeah, make sure I linked everything
tonight.
Quickly. I'm numbered one.
Yeah, there was another station in there with you, Kerry. I didn't quite catch another station. Go ahead.
Hey, Rick. It's WRMQ 609, Terry. Just saying Merry Christmas. Hope you had a good one.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Same to you. Doesn't seem like it's that time of year already, but now it's going to be over with already. Time's going quick.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of people that just weren't even prepared for it this year. I don't know, it was an odd year. Kind of quiet for me, too.
Well, the time's going quick, but that's okay. That means spring isn't that far away then, hopefully. I'm getting tired of winter. Not too fond of it, especially with that 35 below wind show we had.
Ah, yes, sir. Completely agree with that. But, hey, we're on the upswing on our daylight now, so at least we got the darkness behind us and we can look forward to the light.
Yeah, that's for sure, and I hope they extend that where they keep daylight savings year-round. That'll make it a lot nicer in the winter.
Yeah, that daylight savings thing really messes with kids and animals and, well, anybody's sleep schedule for that matter. Yeah, I hope they do away with it. I really like to have that sunlight in the evening.
WRN 713.
713. Go ahead.
And this is it. We have no more daylight savings time.
How's that?
Well, they made a decision last year that this was the last year for daylight savings time. So when spring comes and we reset our clocks, that's it permanently.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I guess it passed through, what was it, the Senate? Now the House has got to approve it or something like that. I think it's halfway passed. I don't know if they passed it all the way or not.
Oh, I apologize. I thought that everything passed it.
Well, unless something happened that I wasn't aware of, I know it passed halfway. And they were waiting for the House, I think it was, to prove it. And then it got shelved for a while. So, I don't know. That was my understanding. I could be wrong. I don't know. But that's what the last thing I heard.
I'll tell you. That's actually news to me. I thought it was all passed already. I apologize.
Well, like I say, I could be wrong, too. I don't know. That was the last I heard on the update, but I could be wrong. Maybe they went ahead and passed it, and I never heard about it, but I hope you're right.
Take a look at it. We're at 7 degrees here in Wisconsin. We got, about a 6-mile-an-hour wind. I mean, it's not a bad evening. Not at all. It's beautiful, actually.
Well, not compared to the last couple of days we had with the 35 below wind chill. I was actually outside in the garage, grilled up some T-bones or porterhouse for the wife and I for supper, so it was chilly out there, but it wasn't too bad.
Actually, on Thursday evening, I believe it was, we hit 53 below zero with the wind chills here in southeast Wisconsin. That was extremely chilly.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to next week. They're talking maybe in the upper 40s. That would be nice. But they're talking about rain. But then again, the rain's better than the snow.
Hey, I think the rain's going to just take the salt off my truck. I think that's what it needs.
Just got to figure out a way to get the rain underneath the bottom side.
Well, and that's what I was thinking about tomorrow. You know, we have Quick Trip here in Wisconsin, and I bought their card for $75 for 10 car washes, and it includes underbody flushes. I'm thinking about doing one tomorrow. I know it's going to rain the end of the week, but I got to get that stuff off the bottom of the vehicle. I have to.
Yeah, that's what does the most damage. Rots away the underside, and before you know it, you got a holy truck instead of a pickup truck.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, that's the worst thing about it. It really is.
Yeah, I had a pickup truck that was at it for almost 25 years, GMC. Still ran good, but it was rotting away, so I ended up selling it. That's the bad thing, otherwise I might be still driving it today.
Man, I'll tell you what, GMC, Chevy, it's pretty much the same vehicle, and I gotta be honest, I really wish that they would come together at Chevy / GMC and make one vehicle, because I think it would be outstanding. There's still an $1,800 difference between Chevy to GMC, and there really is no difference between the vehicles at all.
Yeah, I think the GMC, I've got a GMC now again. I had Chevys too. I think they put a little bit more extras, a few little extras here and there. Not that it matters that much, but sometimes, well, it depends what model you get. Sometimes they put a few extras on there, which is nice, but yeah, they're pretty much the same, like you said.
I have a 2020 Silverado 3500 LTZ, and I don't know how many extras they have on GMC. I gotta think that they're pretty much very, very similar to each other.
Yeah, I would agree. They look a lot alike. Back in 2019, I bought a 2018 GMC. Being a year old, I got a good price, brand new. And it had more stuff than I really wanted. It came with the power sunroof and rear sliding windows. And that thing had extra wheel well trim where it always rusted away. That was all trimmed out and everything. So it was a nice package, but more than I normally buy. But that's the... got a good deal on, so that's the one I picked up. But they had a lot more than, because I was looking at Chev, and they had a lot more extras on there than the Chev did at the time.
I'll tell you, I think the GMC and Silverado are very similar to each other. There might be a couple extra features in the GMC than the Silverado, but you'd be happy with either one that you had.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, they're almost the same. Like I say, the only reason this one had more was the Denali version, so they threw a few extras on there. And I got a good price, so that's the reason I bought it. But, yeah, I agree. They're both the same. You look at the engine, transmission, the inside. The only thing I wish they'd do with these things is come up with a better rust-proofing for the wheel wells and the doors and all that stuff and the floorboard under the seat, something that would hold up in that steering salt.
Why would they do that? They want you to buy a new vehicle every 3 to 5 years. Think about it.
Well, yeah, I know. I agree. But I'm somebody, when I buy it, I take care of it. And like I say, my last truck I had for a couple months short of 25 years. So, and the only reason I got rid of it, I thought it'd update, and it was starting to rust away. So, but I'm one that once I get it, I take care of it, and I seem to hang on to them forever.
That's outstanding. 25 years. Wow. That's commendable. Very commendable.
Well, I tried to run them through the underbody flushes whenever I could and stuff like that. And I didn't have that many miles on 150, which ain't a whole lot, but I didn't use it that much. I'm retired, so, well, I wasn't retired then, but still, it just had a couple other vehicles. And it was a good truck. And that one was a GMC also, just got a good deal on that one at the time when I bought it.
Oh, that is absolutely excellent. Wonderful.
Well, when it take a second and see if I can get back to Carrie once, if you don't mind. I want to ask him, do a little experiment here. Carrie, you still out there?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, Carrie, I want to switch over to Simplex, see if you can pick me up in Milwaukee, just for the heck of it, on this channel.
Hey, Rick, sorry, I thought you said Terry. I forgot Carrie is out there yet.
Okay, no problem. I don't know if he's still there, maybe we lost him. Carrie, you still there, 519?
Yeah, 519 still here listening.
I'm at my main house with that system I redid. I'm curious if you can pick me up on Simplex. Let me switch over and let me know if you can hear me. You can stay where you are on Armored One. I'm just going to go to repeater bypass.
Yeah, I switched to high. I definitely can hear you. Can you hear me? You're not your normal DJ voice. You're a little scratchy. But yeah, I can hear you just fine. I switched to high powered. So what exactly did you do? No, you sound fine. I can hear you just fine. A little bit of static, but not bad. Yes, it is. Definitely working.
Hey, I re-switched back to Armored One right now. That's good to know. At least it's working out okay. So, all right. Just thought I'd say good evening to everybody, and thanks for the test.
You're sounding
real
good.
Okay, sounds good. I think that was right on. Your must be the signal dropped out quite a bit, but I heard that you said it was sounding good.
I'm approximately 55 miles.
Could you hear me on Simplex as well? I heard 55 miles and you faded out. I don't know if you copied or not. Could you hear me on Simplex out there too?
Hey, Rick, someone was keying up prior on the Devil's Head repeater. So, maybe Carrie is trying to hit Devil's Head?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was actually 713. I keyed up on Devil's Head myself. Hope you can hear me. Now I switch to Janesville.
Okay, yeah, I can copy on Janesville, fine.
And for, thank you very much. I'm about 35 miles from Janesville, so.
Okay, so you were on Devil's Head before. Could you hear me when I was on Simplex talking to Carrie?
Absolutely. See.
Well, that's pretty good range then, so. All right, thanks for the report.
Located in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, which is about 55 miles from Devil's Head.
Towards Kansasville area, if you're familiar with it. If you know where Highway 75 and 11 is, I'm about 2.5 miles, 3 miles to the northwest of the intersection.
Definitely. I know exactly where you are. So you're going to Keena Lake, correct?
Well, I'm on Armored One right now. Keena Lakes is down. The electrical service that went into the building pooped out on it, shorted out, so they're waiting for the electric company to make repairs.
You're making it just fine into Armored One. Just fine.
Yeah, I figure I'm probably about, 15, 18 air miles from it. Maybe about 15 or so, and I'm on low power actually right now for Armored One.
You're sounding good. WREN 713, I'll be back on the side.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. I think your handle is Rod, so this is Rick on this end. So, WRKH 925.
Good to hear you, Rick. Have a good evening.
You too, sir.
WKJV 506. Merry Christmas, Rick.
Well, thank you, Paul. Same to you.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Terry.
This is 10713. Yeah, I don't know if you're on 11 meter this morning, but I'll bet we were talking to New Zealand, we had London, we had multiple countries out there on 11 meter. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, unfortunately, since I'm inside now and no outside antenna for the CB, I'm very limited. I can hear some of the nearby stations, but as far as countries like that and other states, not right now, since I'm limited to an inside antenna here.
So sorry to hear that. Man, I'll tell you what, it was very active, Paul. We had, of course, Jamaica always comes in. Anytime you have anything going on, you got Jamaica. But we had London, we had multiple countries out there, and it was a lot of fun. You made some wonderful contacts this morning, between 11 and about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very good, very good. In fact, back on February 10th this year, when I was still at my old house, there was, on that day, I talked to Hawaii and Nova Scotia back on February 10th.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had Nova Scotia on this morning as well. And then we had Scotland on for a brief couple of minutes. It wasn't very long at all for Scotland, but it was really nice to hear them.
Okay, very good, very good.
So how do you like your new place, Paul? Do you like it more than your old one?
Yeah, I like it here. I wouldn't say I like it more necessarily.